You guys are probably really good at this stuff. If you've been coaches at all, if you've been meditation teachers, if you've been a chiropractor for multiple years and you're working with patients, and I know Pam's a raw food chef, and you probably are really good at these things, or maybe you just don't know of it. In order to motivate and inspire you people, like I said before, you have to connect. The power of connection, of finding that place where you can touch their heart, and you can really see, feel their pain, and let them know that you're connecting with their pain, and that you're really there for them to help them through it. Help them begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. Like we said before, what do you want it to be like a year from now? How do you see your life? What activities are you doing? So when they're getting stuck, you can remind them and bring them back. Providing encouragement. Encouragement, no matter how well they've done. If you've given them five things to do and they have only done half of one of them, if they've said, yeah, I'm going to do the gluten-free thing this week, and you've given them all the encouragement, and the very next day after they left your office, they were going off and eating hamburgers somewhere, you still have to do look for encouragement. You have to get frequent contacts with them so they don't get too far away. And whether that means, you know, having phone calls or quick messages or having a forum or whatever. But the quick touches, the frequent touches really help, and focus on the successes first. So when you sit down with people, they're like, oh, I did this and that. Tell me what went right this week. Tell me three things or one thing you did this week that pushed your health in the right direction. Let's celebrate that. And when they get to celebrate that, they feel like, oh, I'm not so bad after all. Because we're all so very hard on ourselves. And it's not the key to success. It's not the key to being motivated when you feel defeated and deflated. Just focus on their successes before anything. Understand their needs. Understand if they're coming in and they're just completely overwhelmed with all they have to do in their life, the first thing you do is not to do a kitchen makeover. The first thing you do is understand, how can you take away some of that overwhelm? How can you do, what can you give them that will help take away some of that overwhelm? Sometimes they just need to be listened to and heard for the first time ever. Hear that all the time. They go to a doctor, they tell them about this and that, and all the doctor wants to do is stick them on Prozac and tell them they're crazy. They're not crazy. They have stuff going on, and most people, very few of them that I've come in across, have any kind of mental issue that they're making it all up and they're just looking for attention. They have some things going on. Understand their needs. Provide helpful tools. Helpful tools. Telling somebody who's completely overwhelmed and broke that you need to go buy a Vitamix and a dehydrator and watch this 3-hour course on how to use it is going to feel like not very helpful a tool. But giving them a recipe that takes about 5 minutes to make and doesn't involve any crazy ingredients that they have to order from, you know, Tibet, that's a helpful tool. And by all means, tell them stories, share stories. If you don't already have a lot of cases because you're new, find friends who do. Just find cases, read articles on the internet, case studies, and talk about people who've been where they are and have come through it. It just helps so much to tell people, and especially when you can tell people a story about somebody who was worse off than they were and how they stuck it out and they made it through. And then you can brainstorm. That was for getting together in your groups. Brainstorm with your group. We can do another set of sharings on one of our calls, our upcoming rounds call or the QA call, where I can let you guys brainstorm these things. Or we could just have an open discussion about it on the line, where we all brainstorm what other things can we do to help motivate and inspire. Maybe you have some stories of things you've done to motivate and inspire people and help them to stick it out. Beatrice is such a shining beacon because she comes on the calls and she tells her story. And people hear her story and they say, wow, if this woman who's 67 and had been diagnosed with multiple pituitary illnesses and has replaced multiple joints, and she's done it, I can do it because I'm half her age and I have all my body parts intact. You know, it's so inspiring to hear that, you know, and to know of other people that have been through it. And so those are the things. You can go and jot some notes down on there after the call. I would encourage you to do that. Up the very last page of that template, I would encourage you to go to. What are some action steps you need to do to complete your program design? And this is a template. This doesn't mean that you're going to have something in every single spot. Like Robin was looking at working with restaurant owners, chefs, to teach them how to create a healthier menu. That's going to be different than you working one-on-one with somebody who's going through menopause. It's going to be very different. But think about a lot of the basic program components are going to be the same regardless. It's like, what is it called? What problem is solved? Same thing, whether it's a chef or a woman in menopause. Who's your audience? You can fill that in easily. What's the benefit and the results? What are they going to have when they walk away from this program? Format of delivery. Robin was talking about doing it online. So doing little courses online that they could, or modules online that they could take at their own pace. Time frame of delivery. That's going to be a tough one. I said, you know, throw in the 3 months. Start with that. Start with 3 months. Start with average session lengths of a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever you feel comfortable with. You can always adjust it. And you can always adjust it part of the way through. You can just do longer calls. And for this time, maybe you don't get paid as much per hour, but you've decided that that's what you need. And next time, you'll make the calls longer and you'll change the price accordingly. This is not concrete. This is not like a piece of stone that we're etching and whatever you come up with here is forevermore. No, this will change over and over and over again. And I hope it changes over and over again as you mature, you grow and get more and more experience. Anything additional, that'll apply to everybody. The process will apply too. What is the process that Robin will take to talk to these chefs and take them through a change in paradigm about food such that they will take that into the kitchen and provide really great food options for those of us who like to go to restaurants but really don't like the quality of food there. Okay? And then so think about what you have to do to fill the rest of that in and come up with a program. And by the end of the program here, by the end of this insulin resistance program on May 3rd, I would like for all of you to share what you've come up with. You can do that on the forum. You can post it on the forum. You can do it by just kind of talking about it on the call. Whatever you feel comfortable doing, if you feel comfortable doing it, I'm not going to pressure you. It's going to make a difference because the more you speak about it with people, the more you make it real. When you say it out loud, it may say, ooh, that's not good. I need to change that. Or make, wow, that sounds really good. I'd sign up for that program. I'd sign up for that program is a really good clue that you came up with something really good. What I would like you to do is go home, or you are home. Go afterwards, take a break, enjoy the night. Sometime before the next call, work on your program. Work on the details of your program. And before we hang up, I would like anybody that's still on the line, I'm going to just open lines up one by one, mention your name, and if you're willing to share just one word or phrase about how you're feeling right now,